Hello, my broads, my boos, my boo broads, my spooky broads. I hope you enjoy this spooky Halloweenish episode today. But before we dive into that, I wanted to stop by and remind everyone about the unique week next week, the unique schedule. As most of you probably know, next week is the election. If you have not voted, please vote, vote, vote. But the election is on Tuesday. That's typically when The Bachelorette airs. This week, The Bachelorette instead, or this coming week, The Bachelorette will instead be airing on Thursday, which means that next week, our Bachelorette recap will be out Friday. We will be having the typical two episodes a week, though. And I don't know if I mentioned it on this podcast or on our social media, but we had talked about maybe the episode coming out on Tuesday. It's actually going to be coming out on Wednesday. We're just going to stick to our new schedule. And that episode will be the anti-racism episode. So anti-racism episode will come out on Wednesday next week. Bachelorette recap will come out on Friday. And then the following week, everything will be back to its regularly scheduled programming. Bachelorette recap out Wednesday and second episode of the week out Friday. And actually, that episode will be an anti-racism part two episode because there's just too much to talk about to have it in one episode. We wanted to have it in, break it into two episodes. And also we had just so many amazing broads come forward willing to talk about anti-racism and share their experiences and talk about their stories. And we're so, so grateful for that. So we're very, very excited about those two episodes. I think I explained that all right. I'm sorry if it was super confusing. My brain is a little bit of a jumble. I don't know why. Maybe blame it on Hallow's Eve. Blame it on the fact that my house is definitely haunted. My house is haunted. When we recorded this episode a couple weeks ago, I wasn't convinced that it was haunted. Our babysitters always talk about it. I was like, no, it's not haunted. In the past 2 weeks, I am now convinced. Okay, some things have happened. I think my house is haunted. I believe Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, will be coming on the podcast soon, and maybe she can tell me what's in my house. So I'm going to be hanging out with our ghosties in my home on Halloween. Good luck. Good luck to you. Good luck to all of us. But anyways, let's get into this episode. It is with Roz Drez Falez. If you have not, Roz is one of the broads' favorites. If you don't know Roz, you have to check out Roz's podcast, Ghosted. The second you're done with this, go listen. You'll become obsessed. It is perfect to get you in the Halloween spooky mood. We are so grateful that Roz came on and basically sweet Roz listened to me rant about what is going on in my house with my kid, creepy dolls, all that for a while. So we love you, Roz. We love you, broads. And we hope you enjoy this a creepy episode.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, happy Halloween almost, ooh, you spooky broads. Spooky, spooky
what was
broads.
That?
Oh my God, did you hear that? What is that? My ghost, or is that my loneliness?
Is that the wind going through the rustling through the shutters in our studio?
I mean, it would be because it is the 30th today when this drops, and tomorrow is Halloween, and this is an ultra spooky Halloween because this is a pandemic Halloween.
Ooh. Someone should go as that big, like, what's the thing with the beak? They would have herbs in them, in scary black plague times. Roz, do you know? Okay, spoiler alert. We have Roz on the podcast.
Hi.
And it's actually been a while. So if you don't know who Roz is, this is Roz Drez Falez. The glamorous. Hi. The iconic.
Thanks for having me back. I guess it's my third time being here.
It is your third. We could not, Becca and I were like, we can't do a Halloween episode without Roz.
Yeah.
Broads, Roz is, well, if you don't know, if you're new to the Broad Squad, is a chatty broad fave. Roz has an incredible podcast called Ghosted, and you talk all things spooky and creepy.
Yes, and I guess it's now like a tradition because last year I did your Halloween episode.
Oh, really? I don't even. Wow.
Remember we got all dressed up?
things go by so fast. That's right. We
last
did.
Year I sang my new theme song, my new bop of last Halloween. I don't have a new one this year.
I mean, but you don't need one.
You can blame everything on COVID, right?
Yeah,
it's because of COVID.
But also, it's such a hot fire single that you really don't need one. A classic is a classic.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about with the guys from the Black Plague that would wear the big beaks with the things?
Yeah, like the plague mask. I don't know what you call it.
I don't know either. But the scary plague mask, you know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I know yeah. exactly what you're talking about. I don't know the name. That would be great, but I think most...
Really scary.
A lot of people will be not in large gatherings, so I think what would be a great, really spooky idea is to dress like that, but just stand in your doorway all evening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or just like go and stand in front of the neighbors. The houses, like in their yards, just with that costume on alone.
Are you two gonna dress up this year?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you?
I mean, every day is Halloween when you're me.
True. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't have an exact outfit that I think I'm gonna be yet, but I don't know. What about you guys?
That
you
wig is insane, by the way, that you're rocking right now. It is like
that what?
The wig that you're rocking right now.
Wig.
I mean that real hair that you're rocking.
How dare you?
I mean your real hair is looking fantastic.
Thank you.
What are you
it
putting in for that
so
body?
Huge.
Do you like this jacket?
Yes.
During quarantine, I got so bored and I took this old jacket and I bought some leather paints and I painted ghosts on it.
You did that yourself?
I love it.
Oh
so
my
mod.
God. With the jacket,
thank you.
With the hair, with that volume. I don't know how you do that. My alopecia is quaking.
I shouldn't show that I don't have nails on. Whoops. These are, look at these cool earrings with little spiders on them. My friend Meg Malloy makes them.
Oh my God.
Very fun. They're so cute. I mean.
You guys should be watching the YouTube if you're not, by the way.
Roz is looking too fab.
We're not looking as fab as we were last year.
I know, when we were all dressed up.
Speaking of which, what are you going to be?
I don't know yet.
Bitch.
I know.
How embarrassing.
I know. It's really embarrassing. I'm typically, honestly, facts. I'm no Roz, but normally I have at least like 4 outfits planned for the week of Halloween. Because normally it's just like party, house,
oh, yeah.
party. And I go hard in the paint during Halloween week, which I suppose this year is good for my child because I'll be around and not being like an absent parent during the Halloween hours.
What about all the babies? Are they going to dress up?
I was wondering what Ember going to be.
Yes, Ember is. We have bought Ember numerous costumes. She has changed her mind every week. She currently, I think, what she's wanting is Katy Perry from the Roar music video. She saw that the other day.
Oh.
She was feeling that, but then she watched one of Miley Cyrus's music videos, and now she wants to. Dress like that, but I don't know, like, on a scale of 1 to 10 how appropriate it is the outfit that Miley's wearing for a 4-year-old girl, but part of me is just like, fuck it, I don't know, you know, we're still deciding.
She's like a little adult, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Practically. She's
because I think about that a lot. Like, for me, when I was a little kid, I just liked older stuff. Like, I didn't really want to be like cartoon characters or whatever. Like, I was into whatever adults
yes.
were into. But I've been reflecting on that because today is my birthday.
Yes.
And I've
happy
been
birthday.
Thinking, thank you. As I'm getting like older, I've always had friends that are older. And I think that I don't feel like so many people are like, oh, you're getting older. How does that feel? And I'm like, I'm surround myself with people that are older than me that are cool people. And so it doesn't scare me.
You don't feel hopeless
and
about
I think,
getting
yeah. I think it yeah. started when I was really young, like always looking up to people that were older. And I just kind of always wanted to be an adult. I just wanted to be an old queen, I think. And it's finally coming true.
That's why Becca started hanging out with me. She's like, I don't want to fear age.
I do actually have, I have 3 friends that are 34. Pretty good friends. Yeah. And then you're how old? 42?
Almost. 2 more months.
But
practically.
So you're 32, right? You just turned 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's young. That's super young.
I mean, I still feel very spry. It's all in your mind.
But I'm going to be Medusa. You'll actually love my costume, Roz. I got this big snake like headpiece that someone made on Etsy. And so I'm going to curl my hair out all big. And I wanted to get those total blackout contacts. You know what I'm talking about?
But yes, the big ones.
They're like $75. And my sister said that they're really hard because you have to try to get them under both of your eye, the top and the bottom eyelid.
I'll just draw on your eyes if you want me to.
Tattoo them black.
Wait, what is gray going to be something around your costume?
I don't have time to worry about his costume. I'm only worrying about mine and the children. So
are the babies going to be?
He can have a stupid costume if he wants. I'm just not going to post him on Instagram. Ruth is going to be... Oh, she's going to be a little 80s workout queen. I got a big boombox and tapes and I got these little vintage like Pepsi sweatbands and I got her like a little bright blue. I got everything of hers like secondhand, which I'm really proud of. So she has like a little sparkly blue. What's it called?
A little jumpsuit?
Not jumpsuit.
Leotard?
Leotard, yeah. And like bright pink tights and little leg warmers. So, and we even have tiny little weights that her grandma has for some reason.
Cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, it'll be really cute. Are you guys going to go trick-or-treating or no. How does that work these days?
We're just taking photos. My kids are young, it doesn't matter. Well, yeah. I'm talking for my family. My kids are so young that it doesn't even matter anyway, you know?
Yeah. I don't think trick-or-treating is not allowed in LA this year.
Not, they changed it. Newsom said it wasn't allowed. And then he said not suggested.
Well, we're definitely still not going to. But what I'm thinking about doing is just basically having the window down and Ember can be leaning out the window waving at people like a pageant queen.
Did you know that some people are trying to
go get dessert or something?
Some people are trying to create slides from their door to like slide candy to kids. Like,
Seen that
from 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, it's like everyone's still touching everything. So what's...
I mean, what I would do is I would just like put prepackaged candy in a bowl. And if someone knocks, I would be like through the window. I'd be like, stand back 6 feet. And then I'd put the bucket out and then close the door and have them come get it and be like, back off if they try to get more than one and make it a whole spooky experience.
I feel like I've found from... being such a Halloween person, it is by far the weirdest Halloween of all time. Also with like the most important election coming up as well, especially, you know, here in America. And so it's just like a weird time. Like there's a lot of actual spookiness going on.
Real spookiness.
It's been an interesting month for me finding that out. Like, oh yeah, I guess it is kind of like, it's just kind of a hard time to have play spookiness.
Or it's the best time to have play spookiness.
I mean,
it's hard.
I'm always down.
It's an
That's
easy.
That's why we all get along.
Honestly, it's an easy costume this year. You just dress like yourself. And when someone asks you what you are, you just say, I am fear. It's it. That's all we need. Wait, so Ross, speaking of current spookiness, as the queen of spooky, has there been anything going on? I mean, it has been a while since we talked. Have you experienced any like quarantine spookiness? What has been going on?
By the way, I love your coffin light switch in the background. That's fun.
Oh, thank you. I moved into this place a couple months ago and I of course asked the landlord, like, is this place haunted? And I don't think he's ever been asked that before, which is just like such a typical thing for me to ask people. And he was very taken aback, but he's like, no. His reaction was like, what? And I really don't think it is haunted, but
really?
And I buy so many antiques and stuff. And especially since moving in, I've had to kind of fill the place up and done a lot of eBaying and I'm nervous that something could be haunted, but I don't think so. I don't know. I recently had on an exorcist on my podcast and she's the coolest. You guys would love her. Oh my God. Her name is R.H. Davis and she's a non-denominational exorcist in LA and she's just the coolest. And we were kind of talking about haunted objects and I don't know. It seems like it's a pretty rare thing.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. I'm very obsessed with Do you have we talked about this on eBay? There's a whole underworld of haunted objects
Shut
that people sell.
No. Are you serious?
Oh my God.
What?
It's my favorite thing ever. So if you go to eBay and you type in haunted dolls, there's like hundreds of them and they're all different prices. They're all different fashions and they all, most of them have backstories that the people write up that will be like, this right here is Denise the doll. She was raised in Connecticut. Like they'll have the whole story. And a lot of times very sad stories. I don't know the legitimacy of it. I'm too afraid to buy one and find out. But so I've been really obsessed with them. And I started doing Patreon videos for the podcast. And I do a thing now where I go to eBay and I review their outfits. And I give critiques on haunted dolls. I call it Chucky or just Yucky. And it's fun.
Are there
Patreon.com/RozDressVillain.
Yeah, that is worth the cash. Are you kidding me?
So, Broads, when's the last time you treated yourself? Hopefully the answer is recently, but we get it. Sometimes there's just so much going on that we forget to do something special for ourselves. And I was feeling pretty run down a couple weeks back, and I got a real treat for myself in the mail. And I swear it was exactly what I needed. A little gift from future me to me, and my whole day was turned around. Everybody deserves something special now and again, which is why you don't want to miss out on your winter box from Sing It With Me, Becca. It's been a while.
Fun. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Honestly,
if you aren't
still
familiar
nail
with
it.
FabFitFun. As I was saying, if you aren't familiar with FabFitFun, it's the only subscription box that delivers full-size wellness products right to your door. And, you know, here at Chatty Broads, we love showcasing women however we can, which is what makes this FabFitFun season in particular very cool, because you'll find 16 female-founded brands in the winter box. I actually had a hard time picking my products for this box because the options were really good for this season.
Girl, same. I did pick the Murad Rapid Collagen Infusion because I've been a longtime devout user and I was super excited to see it as an option for the box. Also,
oh, nice.
The coziest robe for the colder weather. Oh, FabFitFun immediately made my home into a spa with this box. It was fantastic. And again, these aren't like free beauty sample sizes. We are talking full-sized products. Broads, it's also the best gift for the upcoming holidays. I've given FabFitFun boxes to many friends, and it's always the biggest hit.
Pre-order your winter box today. You can sign up now, and you can snag amazing products like the Murad Rapid Collagen Infusion or the Unhide Marshmallow Blanket. Cute.
So cute.
Amazing. When you customize, use coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. You seriously do not want to miss out on the items in the FabFitFun winter box. Head to FabFitFun.com to pre-order today. And don't forget to use code CHATTY for $10 off your first box.
That's right. And Broads, here's the thing. As I get older, I am always looking to use my time in the most efficient way possible. At least I try to. Long gone are the days of my late teens when I only had myself to worry about. Now, in the time span of 1 hour, I can be torn between being a mom, a wife, a friend, a podcaster. When I do take time for myself, say a workout, I need it to be effective while still being fun, which is why I'm absolutely obsessed with Fight Camp, the workout that brings the boxing gym to you. And it makes bless you. And it makes me feel like a badass. Add badass to the list of descriptors about me. You know what I mean?
Oh, I will.
Thank you, boxing queen.
Boxing is literally one of the best workouts because, like Jess said, it's really fun. But, oh, baby, you are getting this solid workout in. And I always leave a class on Fight Camp feeling amazing, but also challenged at the same time. One of my favorite feelings. If you've never tried boxing before or it's your go-to workout, Fight Camp has a class for you. You'll have access to over 400 different workouts for all fitness and skill levels. Plus, new classes are added each week, so you won't get bored.
Mm-hmm. I started off with their 12-week starter program, which teaches you all the fundamentals. And honestly, I was sore as heck after my first few classes in the best way possible. Fight Camp really does bring the gym right to you, which of course is the only option a lot of people have right now. And with your membership, you'll get a free standing punching bag, gloves, wraps, and their unique track punch sensors that show you your progress in real time. The work, speaking of a great holiday gift, They got they have kids versions of this. Your partner might love it. Your parents might love it. The whole family.
Deck out the whole family. Fight Camp offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR also. And right now is a limited time offer. You can try Fight Camp for 30 days. And if you don't love it, they'll refund you your money. So you can train like a fighter and turn your sweat into results. To try Fight Camp for 30 days, just go to joinfightcamp.com/chatty. That's joinfightcamp.com/chatty.
Wait, so are there other haunted objects too? Like haunted candles?
Oh, there's all kinds of them. And it's funny because they all have like a disclaimer that's like, just so you know, we can't sell ghosts. Like eBay has a strict rule. We're not selling ghosts. We're selling objects. And you may or may not have a ghost come with it whose name is Denise and she grew up in Connecticut.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that we need to all go in on some sort of storage unit, buy a bunch of these haunted dolls, lock them in the storage unit, leave it there for like a month, and then come back and see what the energy feels like.
You could not pay me to touch. I would not unbox. I would not order. I would not interact with the seller.
Did I not tell you about the two dolls that were dropped off at my home the other day?
From where?
No.
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So
they got dropped off.
Well, okay. So here's backstory is maybe 7 months ago, like right before the pandemic, 8 months ago, there was an elderly gentleman that came to my door and he.
Yes.
Well, no, but this is the photo.
Okay. Wait. You got to retell the story because it's not quite fresh in my mind and it certainly won't be fresh in some of the broad's minds.
Okay. So. There was an elderly gentleman. I was home alone one day and I hear a knock at the door and I look through my little window and it's an older gentleman, but I didn't get quite a good look at him.
I think you only posted this on your Instagram. I don't even think you talked about it on the podcast.
I talked about it on the podcast.
Oh my God.
And I was looking through the window and I just saw the back of his head and I didn't answer because I just don't like to answer my front door. And then very quickly he was gone and I didn't see him leave. I didn't see a car. He didn't pull up in a car. At least there was none in front of our home and there's a lot of parking. I didn't see anyone. I didn't see him walk away. It's like almost like he vanished into thin air. And I then later leave to go like to do an errand or something. And I open the door and he has left, at least I'm assuming it is him. He has left a photo in a little frame up against on our porch by the door. It's not wrapped. It doesn't have a note. And I look at the picture and it is our home from like the 1920s.
Ah!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did he grow up there or something?
I'm assuming either he grew up here or like his parents grew. I mean, I don't know, or like a family member, but it was our home. And it looked like there was a little bit of snow flake on the lawn. So I'm like, maybe it was him showing, like dropping this off, being like, look, when it snowed in Los Angeles that one time and this was your home and I found this. And you know how sometimes some of the old folks can be like, you know, because they're feeling so sentimental. They're like, oh, you would enjoy
share this.
This
with your family.
Yeah. Which so, but I was spooked. And so of course I start analyzing the photo and I swear to God, I have to find this picture somewhere.
I know.
I swear to God, there looked like there was a creepy face in one of the windows. Okay. And I zoomed up and I posted a photo of it and I asked people if I'm seeing anything or if I'm insane. And it was about a 70-30. People thought they saw something as well. 30% thought I was insane.
Sure.
Well,
it was like a very, you know, it was one of those things where like you definitely did see sort of like an abstract, like some blurry figure face thing. But it's one of those things where it could like also be someone inside or yeah.
But the passing of this photo with no note, no explanation,
bizarre.
He kind of vanished.
And the fact
into
that
thin
he
air.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, look, even if someone took a picture of your house like now and framed it and put it on your front porch is like weird. Much
it's creepy,
less like
right?
an old photo.
Also,
like,
we are across from a cemetery and we definitely have had babysitters in the past tell us they think our house is haunted, which we've never had in any other home before. Mm-hmm. And Evan and I don't really feel it very often, but Ember will talk to things sometimes.
It seems like ghosts sometimes react different to different people.
True.
You know, you guys own the place, you take good care of it. So maybe they are comfortable and happy with you. But then when someone else comes in, they're like, who's this? Mm-hmm. So that could be
interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of ghosts you don't even know exist, but some people encounter them more than others.
You should tell your babysitters. And, well, maybe you're haunted, bitch.
Maybe the ghost sends something weird that care.com didn't, and you need to leave. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, so then...
I love that this man... Wait, I keep thinking about how he just, like, vanished.
He vanished. I swear to God. Like,
don't you think he would try to come back later and, like... You know?
Or I thought he would have, like, the knock. It was so brief. It was like a quick, like, tat, tat. And then I looked out really quickly because I was in the kitchen. Didn't see his face.
So maybe he was gone. Maybe he just wanted to leave it for you.
Yeah.
In a weird, for some weird reason.
But no note or anything.
You know, like a rat tat where, like, FedEx drops a box off. You know, like, tat, tat, I'm out.
I don't know. It was creepy.
See, but sometimes... Because now that I'm, like, you know, professional ghost hunter,
you know,
trying to become respected in my field, I used to be the kind of person that's like, ghost, like, no matter what, if it's weird, it's a ghost. But as time goes on, I'm like, okay, I need to, like, weigh out all the different things that it could be. And sometimes when I hear about stories of, like, this man was here and then all of a sudden he was gone, it crosses my mind, he could be a ghost or... He could be a Las Vegas style magician, you know, the kind that just sort of vanish and all of a sudden they're on the other side of the stage. It's possible.
Yes. I mean, honest to God, if he is a magician, I would love to know his tricks because that could help me get out of some sticky situations sometimes. Mm-hmm. He was gone quite quickly. Well, cut to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, back to the dolls.
Cut to a couple weeks ago where... This is real trippy. So our neighbor, he's lovely. He's been here for quite some time. But there was this couple who used to live here before us. We bought the house like maybe two and a half years ago. And they had only lived here. They lived here for like 5-6 years. Well, apparently when they were here, they were given, someone left them, a similar situation like us. Someone stopped by the house.
How long did they live here?
Like 5-6 years.
Okay.
Someone stopped by the house and dropped off for them two dolls of the previous owner who used to live here. And
so they knew, whoever dropped them off knew that the previous owners didn't live there anymore, but yet still dropped the dolls off?
Yes, like, oh, well, you used to live here, so, or these were the dolls that used to be in this house, so we thought we'd drop them off. I have no idea.
Okay.
I haven't gotten in contact with the previous owners.
Okay.
But apparently, they were given them these two dolls. They are the, like, old Cabbage Patch dolls mm-hmm. in, like, old school clothing.
Like what? Like 70s or something?
Look older than that.
Okay.
They're old. And so the two owners who lived here, they didn't have any children. So they were like, we don't have kids around here often. And our next door neighbor has a niece who's always over, who was very young at the time. So they're like, here, do you want to just take these dolls that they dropped off? And he was kind of like, okay. And so his niece, I guess, played with these dolls for like 2-3 years. So the other day he comes to our front door, our neighbor, and says, hey, I forgot about these two dolls. Like, my niece has grown out of them, but I thought maybe Ember would want them. And they used to be like the old owner's dolls that were here, you know, forever ago. And so now we have these two dolls in our home. And I was gone when this happened. And I walk into the home and there are two dolls, these creepy ass Cabbage Patch dolls sitting on my couch looking at me. And I was like, what are those? And he's like, oh, our neighbor dropped them off and he thought maybe Ember would want them. And I'm like, oh, God. And Ember's right behind me. I'm like, if she sees them, she's going to want them. So, of course, she runs in and she's like, yay, dolls. I'm like, I don't think we should have these in the house. And she's like, no, I love them. They're my dolls. So now I'm living with probably two haunted Cabbage Patch dolls.
I want to see them.
I'll show you after. They're scary looking. They're creepy.
Oh, God.
So, long story short, I am waiting to have a haunted doll situation. Maybe I can sell it on
eBay. Was going to say, I'm wondering why they aren't sitting next to us during this recording.
I don't want that fucking energy near me. It's creepy energy. I don't like it.
Are you being serious? Like,
yeah,
they actually have creepy energy.
They give me creepy energy, and I don't know if I'm reading into it, but my daughter's obsessed with them. It's crazy, too. Her voice is starting to change. She's like,
"Mommy, stop it. Oh my God. Stop. You freaked me out."
But all that's true, minus her voice changing.
I had no idea. I feel
like when you talk about locking up haunted dolls, like, we should just get a bunch. Like, I actually need one of my, I need this bathroom to get painted in here. We could lock them up with some paintbrushes, some gallons of paint, see what happens. Give them a couple weeks. Put them to work.
Now, what I really wonder about is haunted clothes. And have you experienced this? Because I love buying vintage clothes. And, you know, you think a lot about like, oh, maybe I'll bring a haunted object. But what about haunted clothes? People die with clothes on. They're sick with them on. They do weird things with clothes on.
Masturbate.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking like ritual sacrifice. But like, you know, clothes are so close to a person's body. Like, I don't know. I feel like haunted clothes should be more of a thing.
It feels intimate.
You know?
I mean, I have a jumbo drag closet of primarily used dresses. And I've never had any problems. But I think some of the shit I have is so ugly. I don't think
even a ghost would want to stick around.
They're like, take it. It's your problem now. But
like,
I don't know.
Thank you so much for wearing it.
You're already being haunted by this color.
I have heard, and I'm tempted to say I may have shared this before because I don't want to share any old stories. But early on in the podcast, I had on a friend that told me that they went to a psychic and the psychic picked up on an energy that they figured out was attached to an outfit,
like a coat, right, or like a suit or something.
Yes, it was some article of clothing. Mm-hmm.
I remember you talking
was,
about this. I think it was like a brown suit or something.
So they had a suit coat in their closet, and then that belonged to their grandfather. Their grandfather came to visit, and his ghost was wearing the suit coat. So then that made me still question how. Is that like the ghost of that suit coat, even though the suit coat is still here? I'm very confused. But then, like, especially the past year or so, I've really been fascinated by, like, ghosts of living people. Like, do you know about that whole thing?
No.
Well, like, have you ever heard of astral projection?
Yes.
Basically, you know, when your astral body, your spirit leaves your body. A lot of times when people are sleeping, they report. I've talked to people on the show that actively do it and know, like, you know, they've done it. Like I think it's something that people say you can learn how to do, and you can just kind of go fly around town, allegedly.
We had actually Mystic Michaela. I was chatting with her about something, and we've had a woman named Mystic Michaela on our show before, and she thinks that Ember astral projects.
I've heard, here's a story that I have heard more than once. This is not even specific to one person. Okay, so basically the person will tell me, I'm not even kidding you, I've heard this probably three times now, the same kind of story. They're laying in bed with their partner and they're sleeping, and all of a sudden they see their partner sitting in a chair, and they're like, "Why are you sitting in the chair? Like, get back to bed. Like, come on, what are you doing?" And then all of a sudden to the side of them in the bed, they hear, "What are you talking about?" And they roll over, and their partner was there the whole time laying in bed. They look back at the chair and there's no one there.
I'm creeped out. That's weird.
So ghosts don't just have to be dead people. This is what I keep like going crazy about the past like 2 years that I've done this podcast. I always thought it was just like someone died in a place and then that means that they're a ghost. But no, like you can be alive and be a ghost, and you can bring home a ghost with you from place. No one's safe from ghosts. They can be anywhere at any time, from what I've been told.
What if it's like not the person though? What if it's like a demon that's like impersonating the image of someone you love?
No. Yes, that's another thing I talked about with the Exorcist, is that she believes there's a type of, she uses the word entity, that that does that. They mimic someone that is familiar to you.
Did you guys ever see
so creepy. I don't like that at all.
Did you ever see that scary movie It Follows?
I love It Follows.
Me too. Big fan.
I had someone legit tell me like 2 days ago. It's like, you have to see that movie. I've never watched
that's
it.
That's one of the best. I don't know.
It's so good.
There needs to be a sequel, but I don't know if they're going to do it or not. But it is such an incredible movie. And the music's
so
great.
Yes, the music's so good. And it's so low budget too. Wasn't the movie done by like Grizzly Bear or something? It's like something random. Anyway, I don't
sure.
know. But no, I'm probably making that up. But it was such a low budget movie and it was so good. The premise of it is that it's this entity that it's like a sexually transmitted demon. And so what happens is it's this entity, like, if I was to have sex with you, then the demon would start following you. And the rules of the demon is that it can only walk at like the slow walking pace, but it can take on any form. So it can look like your mom and it just follows and it will just keep walking towards you until eventually it comes and gets you and kills you. So if you
see, and only you can see it.
Yes, only you can see it.
Only one person has it at a time and you give it to, it sounds kind of complicated, but it's actually pretty simple when you watch it and it's so scary.
Right. And then if you die, it'll come back for me. So even if you slept with someone random and then one day, like maybe it got to the person and the person and the person and the person. So one day you might see it walking towards you.
It's the best concept.
Oh my God.
Now, I have not heard that happen in real life.
That scares me like so badly.
Yeah, it's really scary because it's like people's parents and stuff.
I'm celibate now.
It's really scary. You should watch it.
That's so scary.
But yeah, I haven't heard of that in real life either.
Well, okay, so with my little one, the reason that Michaela had talked to me about it was because I reached out to her because a couple months ago.
I'm like, where is this going already?
Ember started to do this thing where she'd be like either like playing or just chilling or whatever, like sitting down next to us, and she would totally zone out, right? Which her father does constantly. So I was like, oh, it's just they zone. But what started to happen is she would all of a sudden, she'd be in the middle of kind of saying something, all of a sudden she'd freeze, she'd fully zone out for like 20 seconds or 15. I'd be like, Ember. And she would come to like, Nene, get out of the pool to my sister. She's down there. The key's down there. You got to get out of the pool. Like panic.
Wait, would she be in the pool? I'm confused. Is this something she's seen in real life?
This specific scenario, I was swimming in the pool with my sister, Janae, and Ember was laying outside of the pool, like eating lunch.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she had her weird like thing and then she like snapped to it. And she's like yelling at Janae to get out of the pool.
Okay.
And she goes, there's a key under there. There's a key. You got to get out. And she's like, and I'm like, Ember, what's wrong? And she goes, I saw Nene. She was under there, was the key, and she couldn't get out and whatever. And I'm like, oh my God. I've had it before where.
Okay. So I was asking because I was wondering if she was like seeing something somewhere else happening or if it was like there's someone there.
But that's happened before too, where then all of a sudden, like we were sitting at the dinner table a couple weeks ago and she all of a sudden had like this like zone out thing. And I was kind of like, Ember. And she kind of came to and she was like, oh no, I was far away from you. She starts talking and she was like, I was with someone before I was with you. Before I was in your stomach, I was with someone. She was old and she was a woman and she had a sheet and she was taking care of me. And I was with her before you. And she starts doing this whole thing. And I was just like,
all of a sudden she's talking to the, she's like,
and I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And so I contacted
a woman with a sheet. Like, did you have her draw it for you?
Well, she explained it was like it sounded
like
kind
a nun.
Of like
she was an orphan.
Yeah.
I'm making all of this up for her. I'm like, she's an orphan. There was a nun watching over her.
I pictured like what's that movie? Something in Time.
Sister Act in Time.
Whoopi.
Was Ember a nun? That would be amazing.
Oh my God, what a fun nun. She
maybe
I'm
she was raised in a are you? That's what you should be for Halloween.
Oh, I was last year. I was the nun from the movie The Nun.
Oh,
gosh, that's a good costume.
What's that one with Anthony Hopkins? The Right? Have you seen that one?
Oh,
the Right.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a great movie.
See, I grew up Catholic, so I love like Catholic spookiness.
Oof, I like
something
those
so
too.
Spooky.
Well, my child, I was afraid that she was a spooky, creepy nun. But
yeah, so tell me more about that, about who she was with before you.
So she said that she's an older woman. I don't remember the name. She gave me a name. It was very random. And she was an old woman and she had like a cloak type thing. And she said that she sent her down, like that Ember was like sent to me, but she was with her before. And there's been numerous, which is so sweet, but there's been numerous situations like that. There was someone who we know who's like a friend, kind of friend of the family, who she's had one of these things. She snapped. She heard him on the phone with someone. She did this weird zone out and then snapped back in and was like, I don't like what I saw. I don't like what I saw. And she was having freaky,
your
like,
friend did this happen to?
Images of someone that she was talking to that we knew. Weird stuff. So I contacted Mystic Michaela and I was like, is she psychic? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
That's so Raven.
I know, just like
yeah,
tunes
in.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like
and,
a little
but
bit.
She said, Mystic Michaela was saying that she thought that what Ember is doing is maybe astral projecting, where she's like in her little body and she's off somewhere else.
I am fascinated by the past life thing because now I'm crafting this same. This idea. I think that she was an orphan in a nun or ran orphanage, and I think she died of like the measles or something and then was sent through time to you from like the 1800s.
Mystic Michaela, I believe, said that she thinks that Ember was like, I'm the first one to like get her post like the beginning.
Oh, so she's a young soul.
Yes. Not an old soul, like a young, like
I'm gonna
fresh.
Have to disagree with Michaela on this
one. I don't know. She seems like an old soul to me, but anyways,
she seems
I was
very much. Yeah,
I was very I mean, the fact of the matter is that I was horrified for weeks.
Wait,
I was very scared.
Wait, I know someone that my friend just told me about. My postpartum doula told me about this woman who also is a doula who specifically is like a psychic communicator with like nonverbal beings and like very young children and like pets. Like that's she specifically. Like is good with nonverbal, like she'll talk about babies. Ooh. Like my friend, her son, she always would joke and be like, he's an old British man. And one time, like she doesn't know this woman very well, but they were all at like a big group thing or something, and she was like, I'm feeling the energy right now, like who wants to me to like channel whatever.
Yeah,
so she was like, me. Me and my son. So her son was little at the time, and she's like, he was like in British Parliament, and like she's saying all these things, like, and funny enough, so my friend Lauren was saying that he would like, even at age two, would like pretend to use things as a cane all the time, and like loves tea, and like loves tea. Yes, loves tea, is all very particular about these things, like he just likes everything the way he likes it. And she was saying stuff about like, oh, his feet, like you need to protect his feet. And it was just funny because he had been like outside running around and kept getting injured in his feet like the weeks before. So she's like, he needs a proper pair of shoes.
He has very delicate feet.
Yeah. So she was just like, it was just like random things. But anyway, oh so God. I wonder if she would be helpful with young children.
There's a show that's like that called The Ghost Inside My Child. I think it's called something like that. I think it's called The Ghost Inside My Child.
Wait, is it, is it on like Netflix?
I don't believe. No, it's like on cable, but I don't believe that it's a ghost inside of your child. I do believe in like the whole past life thing.
Yeah.
And I think that things kind of leak into the next life, or I don't think that it's a ghost though, but I don't know. There's a show that says that it is.
I would mean it would sort of make sense too, but I guess this wouldn't even have to be ghosts, because you talk about like intergenerational like how you can pass down traumas from centuries before. You know how like certain random things will trigger you, and I always wonder like, is that a past life? And it's like, well, no, maybe just like your great great grandma or something went through this thing that somehow, you know, epigenetically got passed down to you.
Well, we once, Roz, and we've never talked about it on the podcast, but you and I did a past life regression.
Yeah, I have my feelings about that though.
Yeah, I had a weird experience, though.
I had a weird experience, too, but I don't know if that is like, basically, I think the mind is really powerful. So I really thought about this, and I'm like, I don't know if this is like actual past life regression, or if it's just your mind, like out of the deepness of your subconscious, which I guess you could call it a past life regression, the deepness of your subconscious creating something for you that does have significance, even if you consciously don't know it, and then you connect things and you're like, whoa, that all makes sense. But like, maybe that's just part of the recesses of your of your dark part of your mind.
Have you ever done past life regression, Roz?
I have not. I'm curious about it, but I don't know. I decided like about a year ago that I was going to start with getting hypnotized because I've never done that either. Okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get hypnotized and then I'm going to try past life. But I went to a hypnotist because I had this issue in my life where I was vegan again after not being vegan, and Carl's Jr. started selling Beyond Burgers. And I was like,
which
oh,
they're good.
Those are vegan. They're not that bad for me. So they're not good for you. And so I started eating them like all the time and I started gaining all this weight. And I was like, I need to quit. Like, what do I do here? So then I went to a hypnotist because I found a Groupon and I was like, why not? I'll go about the Beyond Burgers because I was curious about hypnotism. So then I went to the hypnotist and then she was like, so what's your issue here? And I was like, Beyond Burgers. And she's like, what's wrong with that? They're great. And I'm like, no, I eat them like once a day. Like I keep going, didn't live that far from a Carl's Jr. And I just found myself at Carl's Jr. eating Beyond Burgers all the time. So then she like did this thing where she was like, okay, picture rotting meat with worms crawling out of it. And that will be on one side over here. And then over here, picture Beyond, the most delicious Beyond Burger. And I'm like getting all hungry. And then she's like, now put the two on top of each other in your mind. And then I like did. And then I left there and I went to go get a Beyond Burger because I was like, I need to see if this is real. And it was delicious. And so I was like, I need this Groupon hypnotist is not really giving me what I need.
There was the reason she was offering.
I'm sure if it wasn't like if the pandemic never happened, I was heading toward doing a past life regression for sure. And I will.
Okay, Broads, let's pause for a quick moment because I did some pretty shocking math just now that I have to share. Did you know you spend hopefully 1,456 minutes a year brushing your teeth? That's just over 24 hours, which is insane. But even more insane if you're spending those minutes using a plastic, pokey, bristle toothbrush and still feeling like your teeth are hardly clean. It's time. It is time to upgrade your dental hygiene practices with Brush, okay? It's the premier electric toothbrush you need in your life. Brush has been blowing my mind lately, Broads. I'm obsessed.
Not only is the technology behind Brush pretty incredible, 31,000 movements per minute compared to just 300 per minute for manual toothbrushes. It has such a sleek design. I was just saying this to Jess. It makes your bathroom look better. Mm-hmm. Just having it on the counter. Seriously, more glam. Plus, Brush comes with 6 different cleaning modes to choose from, a 4-week battery, that's a pretty long time, and it's backed by dentists.
Oh, those 6 different cleaning modes are a game changer for someone like myself with sensitive gums, okay? I'll be honest, I've held off on getting an electric toothbrush for a long time because the ones that I know are good are really expensive, and the ones that are affordable give questionable results. But oh my gosh, Brush is the real deal. It's affordable, but leaves my teeth feeling cleaner than ever, every single time. And it is perhaps the sexiest toothbrush on earth. Does calling a toothbrush sexy sound weird? Well, if you get a Brush, then you're going to know what I'm talking about. You'll get that sexy toothbrush vibe, okay? And if you know, we love our listeners, so we have to pass the sweet savings on to you, which is why you'll get 15% off your Brush when you use our promo code CHATTY.
Yep. For you Broads only, you're going to get 15% off your Brush when you use promo code CHATTY. At Brush, this is how it's spelled, by the way. This is important. BRUSH.com. You can try it 90 days risk-free and get a 2-year warranty. That's BRUSH.com, promo code CHATTY. Brush with 2 U's, pronounced Brush.
Brush. Well, on another note, God bless the internet. For real, you know, and the ability to shop for literally any item at any store because of it, Broads. I can't be the only one that occasionally feels a little bit overwhelmed by online shopping, even though it is wonderful, especially when it comes to shopping for sustainable, healthy household products. How nice would it be to have one trusted site that carried everything you need for your home and made shopping easy?
Oh, well, lucky for all of us, we've got Public Goods. They're the one-stop shop for affordable, sustainable, healthy household products. I absolutely love that website. Truly, whatever you need, from shampoo to hand sanitizer to pet food to paper products, you'll find it all on their site. Each product has been ethically sourced and developed to be safe for humans, animals, and the environment.
One thing I use Public Goods for is all my pantry staples, oil and vinegar, pastas and beans, pretty much every non-perishable you could possibly need in your kitchen, you can get on Public Goods. Doing one big order for pantry staples every few months gives me peace of mind, especially for those nights when you're scrounging around to whip up some late night dinners, aka snacks. Now, I am always set to go with Public Goods, but I'm also kind of obsessed with all of their products just in general, because we don't talk about aesthetic. Public Goods has it. Their cleaning supplies, the soaps, the laundry detergents. I mean, sustainable and looks like you're living in a chic boutique hotel. Sign me up.
Love that. We worked out an exclusive deal just for you wonderful broads, of course. You can receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. You heard that. They're so confident that you'll absolutely love their products and come back again and again and again that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/chatty or use code chatty at checkout. That's PubliceGoods, publicgoods.com/chatty. You'll receive $15 off your first order. No minimum purchase. That means you can buy something for $17. And get $15 off. Incredible. Love
incredible.
It.
I would be so curious if you did past life regression, if it would be, you know, because you are so connected to ghosts and the beyond, not just the beyond burger.
I know for a fact that I have some kind of trauma with snakes. I hate snakes so much, and it's getting worse over time. And I haven't even seen a snake in person in a long time, but I like don't even go hiking anymore because my friends tell me that they see snakes. I'm like so afraid of them. I'm like, what happened? I think I got eaten alive by an anaconda.
I mean, you could find
That's
out.
What I think.
You could find out. I mean, I would be very interested to do. We should do it for the podcast. A full past life regression
experience. Yeah, because we did one in like a group with like 40 people.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a quick, like okay. It was a mini,
And it was sort of like, you know, we were sort of walked through it, like close your eyes, focus on this. What comes, like, what do you see? It was kind of like that kind of thing. So that's why I sort of felt like I was concocting it with my with the recesses of my mind, even though it was
that's
powerful.
Like an express. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I was, and I saw some crazy shit, but I was also completely drunk. I was just like, I saw some
but
wild
taken-
shit, everybody. No, but it was interesting though, because you, me, and Evan did it together. And I know like you and I saw stuff, but it was interesting because Evan is like such a non-believer in all of those types of things. And it was weird because his experience was like completely empty. And it was very like, it like disturbed him because he like walked up the mountain like they were instructing us to do. And everyone else saw stuff. And his was just like almost like a mist over nothing. And he was like looking and trying to find like... someone to like connect with, and it was just like emptiness and creepiness, and it like actually freaked him out for like a week.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, but the thing is though too, I think the reason why I was a little bit skeptical after when I was processing it is because I've also done like guided meditations on meditation apps. Like at one time I was pretty into meditating, where I was doing it every day for like a few months, to the point where I would do like 20-minute guided tracks. And your mind, like, they'll tell you, like, picture this bird, like, with what... And your mind just starts, like, I can still remember some of the visions that I would concoct doing these guided meditations of, like, me being a bird soaring over this canyon and diving in to see... Like, your brain is really powerful.
Totally.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I mean,
I know that you guys talked to Thomas Dale, the psychic.
We did. I saw that you chatted with Thomas too. Have you all been friends for a while, or was that?
Yeah, I know him from like comedy world.
Yes,
and but I was thinking about going back to like when we were talking about Ember and like the past life thing. He was talking about like how when you're like a young child and a baby, like you're closer to the light or to the past or whatever. So that's kind of why as kids you sort of are more connected with that.
Yeah. what you're able to, like, coming from source or whatever.
We should. Yeah. Does Jessica Lanato do past life stuff?
I don't know.
I feel like she does it all. Can't remember.
Maybe.
I want to have someone come on to tell us who we were.
I mean, I don't care if it's bullshit. They have to put us into like a meditative state. So the broads literally be watching us laying down in dead silence.
Not past life regression, but like when someone tells you like who you are in a past life.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You know how people say they talk about like, oh, you were this, you were that. I don't know. That sounds cool though.
What if you were told that in a past life you were a murderer? Would you feel guilty?
No.
I was a murderer?
Yeah. Like in your past life, like you were a serial killer like two lives ago.
I would be like, that explains a lot. That explains my complete lack of empathy for other human beings. No, I don't know. That would make me feel. No, I'd just be like, you're full of shit.
I don't know.
How would you feel?
I would be troubled and I really? Would be up at night constantly. I mean, you know me, I can get riddled with guilt. I would just be laying there and I would be like, and all of a sudden, you know what I would do? I would start concocting things in my mind and I'd be like, I just saw Mary Beth. I killed her. I wouldn't know. I would start creating the people that I murdered. I'd see them in my mind. It'd be horrible. That's why I'm a little scared.
You know what would be even worse? What I'm even more scared of is someone being like, yeah, so like you used to be this common townsperson. And before that, it looks like you were a peon. You harvested wheat in the Renaissance, and before that it looks like you were a berry gatherer back in the
doesn't it kind of seem like everyone was always like an Egyptian queen? Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I was like, you nailed it, because that's why I'm like, hold on a second, because I know my girlfriend who like does it was like, I was Nefertiti.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And then I did it and I was a poor, in my experience, I was a poor towns boy who like lived in a cabin. And
oh my God, that's like a good like SNL sketch. Like two people. were the most fabulous, glamorous.
You were the one waving the palm fan next to Nefertiti.
And you actually fed her grapes.
I legit, like, I went into it and I just, and it was like, whoop, and I'm like, and I see like my little bow and arrow and I see like the little like fur on my arms. And then I like look around, I have like this dirt cabin and I'm like, I'm a boy. And that was my experience. And I was just like this kind of Hunger Games minus the glamour of the Hunger Games part. Past life.
Oh my God.
Yes. So I didn't have an exciting past life.
I don't remember actually seeing any kind of past life. I remember just seeing this big, dark, scary, cloaked figure.
Oh, I remember that. That was actually really freaky.
Oh, God. It was weird.
Yeah, but
that's never good.
This ominous presence like visited her. Evan had like emptiness and she had this ominous presence. And I was like, I was a little boy hunting.
I was a little boy in the woods.
With a slingshot.
But you know, we can't all be in the parade. Some of us have to stand on the side and clap.
That's true. And I love to be a cheerleader.
So I told Jess that we should pick out like murders for this episode.
Yeah, to have a quick like chat about fun little murderous tales.
Yeah, I mean, I actually am shocked that, no, I'm not shocked, but you know, My Favorite Murder is like one of the biggest podcasts like ever. And they just, by the way, DM Georgia didn't get a reply.
We tried
back. Yeah, we tried. But it's actually
what happened?
Oh, I DM'd Georgia, but didn't get a reply back. But that's okay. But it's kind
I have
of
Karen on my podcast. She has a great ghost story.
She has a ghost story.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that episode.
She's the great storyteller too, of course. So it's like, it's great.
When was that? Just so I know when I'm scrolling down.
You know what's funny? It was around the time you were on.
Oh, so like in the past six months.
It was definitely like earlier quarantine for sure.
Back when
I was still trying to figure out the sound and stuff. As I'm like, okay, great. I don't get to go to a studio every day. I have to figure out how to do this in a shower.
It's quite a quite an ordeal.
But sorry, my favorite murder, love it.
Oh, what I was saying? Just saying, I'm kind of shocked that they, not shocked, I don't know how to word it, but basically all they do is just like flippantly talk about murders. And as I was researching some of these murders, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to pick like an old obscure one because I just feel so bad talking about like, and this person murdered them all. Crazy, right?
I
deal with that too.
Like, yeah, right. When you're talking about ghosties all the time and you're talking about like horrible pasts, like traumas and situations that have happened, it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I don't like to make fun of ghosts that, I mean, it's one thing if you're like, I went to some store when I was on vacation and there was like a ghost, like that's more fun and like easy to like make fun of. But I don't know, it feels kind of weird when we start talking about like actual traumatic events and that sort of a thing.
Real people and like horrible things that happened to them and their families.
Yeah.
So with that, what did you pick?
So you got something good?
I did.
You said it was going to be fun.
I did the exact same thing that you did because I was feeling the same way. So I picked an older.
Me too.
Obscure.
I picked one from the 1800s. Did we pick the same one?
Stop.
Is this a woman who poisoned her family?
No.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
I picked one from the 1800s though. And right. I literally Googled obscure murders. Mm.
I didn't.
Okay.
But we came upon the same similar thing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you're going to start with yours. Go for it.
Okay. So. Becca, Roz, I would like to talk, and Broads, of course, I would like to talk to you all about the Bloody Benders.
Oh.
Have we heard of this family?
No.
All right. So, the Bloody Benders, it was in the mid-1800s. And
same time period, girl.
Same
Love
time
it.
Period. Lots of murders. Also, we have to remember, no social media. News was not easily, you know, the traveling of news. It took a long, long ass time. So, people could get away with a lot of shit.
It's true.
You know, well, this was a family and it was comprised of a husband and a wife and a son. And they still can't quite figure out if it was a daughter-in-law who married in or if she was actually the daughter and the son and her had an incestual relationship.
Oh, fun. Yes. That's a great start to the story.
Okay.
Yes. She has, there's quotes of her that make it seem like it perhaps was incestual, but it was an interesting situation because they were living in Kansas and there was the husband who was like in his 60s and they said that he didn't really speak a lot of English and he also seemed kind of like far off often. The wife, on the other hand, they said they believe it was they were German. The wife, on the other hand, they said didn't speak, spoke a little more English than the husband. But they found out later, they think that she spoke more and was kind of using it as a cover up occasionally.
Oh, okay.
But she was known and there were rumors about her that she had murdered numerous past husbands.
OK.
Yes.
Sus.
So.
OK.
Yes. So, then there was the son, and he was said to be odd, and then the daughter, or daughter-in-law...
By the way, girl, you're off book. I'm proud.
Thank you.
I know.
The daughter or daughter-in-law was a proclaimed healer, potentially a psychic, which, you know, again, we're talking about the 1800s, so this was kind of an interesting piece. So, what started to happen is that... they, one by one, over like a span of 5 years, people started to notice that people were going missing in this township. When they'd come through, oftentimes you would not leave.
Love that.
Now, the Benders owned the little like community store. So they had a home in the front. They would sell medicine.
Little general store.
Little general store. And in the back, they would have, they had their home and they had an extra room that sometimes they would rent out to people who were going through.
Mm-hmm. A suspicious Airbnb situation.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Imagine going to like a 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
Imagine if you're like at a 7-Eleven like and the person was like, yeah, you want to go back here and stay with us? My daughter's a psychic if you want a reading. Yeah.
Her husband, my son.
Want a creepy hot dog? Some sushi? What started to happen is year by year, more people, they'd go and they wouldn't come out. Now, one day there was a father and an infant daughter who went through the town and they weren't heard from. He had a friend who he had told that he was leaving beforehand to a few months later. And he was a doctor, a well-known doctor that was like, I'm going and I'm checking out. Like, where is he? Where is his daughter? He was a friend of mine. And he went to explore. He did not come out. He happened to have two famous brothers, one being a very well-known lawyer and the other being a well-known like colonel in the army. So they set up a whole search crew to go find him. They came upon, after searching for a while, they came upon the Bender's house. The Benders were acting frantic and kind of strange. They could sense something weird was going on, but they couldn't really find...
I just heard thumps on the
I know,
wall.
I heard what a thump, that? Too. I don't that was know. Weird. I don't like it.
Hopefully some, like, lemons falling from the tree or something.
I don't like it. They became, like, suspected these people because of the way that they were acting, but they didn't have any hard evidence of what was going on. They continued on. They were going to come back. By the time that they returned, their home had been completely... Like, the Benders picked up and left.
Mm.
When they walked into the house, they smelt something very foul.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down and there was, of course, a basement situation.
A cellar.
A cellar. It was concrete and there
was it
like
old hot dogs and taquitos.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Back in the beer cooler.
Filled with Bud Light and Doritos and
Loco.
That's where they kept all the secret Four Loco.
Wait, did they have concrete in the 1800s?
It said there was something hardened. There were like old, they have some old photos, which is wild. There was a lot of dried blood and it was fresh, and that was what the smell was coming from. Or not fresh, but a few days old. And they were convinced that there's something here. Well, they began to...
I really think there's something to
there's
this.
Really
these
something
people
here.
Were acting weird, packed up and left, and then there's a secret basement with blood in it.
I
feel like we're on to something.
I don't think there's just blood here. There might be something else. Well, they also found sledgehammer and different types of hammers that had remains of blood on them. Basically, they ended up finding underneath the house, they found many bodies. In the vegetable garden, they found many bodies. In the well, they found a lot of body parts. And I believe it was something like they can guess like 24 full, like human, like bodies of humans were found. What they can't.
How is. This is not a movie.
Right?
No. Has this been a movie?
I mean, I feel like they have to have inspired, like, The Hills Have Eyes kind of stuff. Like, the families. Like, whenever there's a family thing. But this is what they can't figure out. They don't know how... They still have no idea how it went down. Because, again, this is an old... It's, you know, it happened a long time ago. They did figure out that the way that they would kill is they'd take a different hammer, smash, and then slit throat.
So, they weren't, like, eating the bodies or anything? They literally just liked killing people?
It seemed so. Now, what they haven't figured out is they said that they haven't put two and two together what purpose there was for them.
Sure.
Because it wasn't people who had money. It didn't look
right,
like...
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they're just serial killers?
It seems so. Now, this is the creepy part, is that they packed up and they left and they have had suspicions, like, so they all went together, they drove somewhere farther in Kansas, and then the husband and wife left and went somewhere, and the daughter and son, or daughter-in-law and son, went somewhere else. The daughter and son-in-law apparently crossed over to an area where the law enforcement wouldn't go often because it was sketchy, and apparently he died of a stroke. They don't know what happened to her. And then the husband and wife went off somewhere else. Now, over like the next 30 years, there were a couple times where people believed that they found the daughter or the mother. Now, they think they found the dad and they caught him in another murder. And they put it to trial and they were going to try to prosecute him. But he ended up like killing himself before that could happen, this older man. But it looked like him, but his name wasn't John Bender. It was John Phil Schnick or something like that. Like some name, and he could have changed his name. Same thing years later.
Yeah, it's the 1800s. You don't have to go into any databases to change your name.
Just years later, they found a mother and a daughter, and they thought it was the mother and daughter. And they had been arrested a couple times for like petty crimes or whatever. And then they were sent to court because people were like, those are the Benders. And they ended up being able to produce like a certificate that she was married to someone else. And that's all they needed at the time that they were able to get off back in the day. And then they went elsewhere. But they were never really caught, and they don't know how it went down, why they were murdering all these people.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the Bloody Benders, my friends.
Well done.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Now, this sort of reminds me, have you ever read by Ian McEwan, this book called, it's either The Concrete Garden or The Cement Garden. Have you guys ever heard of this book?
No, I have not.
It's like a young adult fiction novel. It's like one of those banned books type things. I read it in high school, but it's a story about you. It sort of like reminds me of this because their mother dies and their father's already dead. Their mother dies and the kids don't want to be like taken away by social services. So they decide that they're going to like bury their mom in the basement and like pour concrete over her. and then I think they end up like moving her to the garden, or I can't remember why it's called like the cement garden, the concrete garden. But they basically pretending, like living their lives pretending like their mom's not dead and like making up stories to like neighbors and teachers and stuff so that people don't find out that their mom's dead because they don't want to be taken away. And the book ends with like the police coming to their house or something, and it literally like the last chapter of the book ends with that, and with like an incestuous like rendezvous between the brother and sister. It's really weird. And it almost feels like it was inspired by this story.
Maybe.
It's a good
book. This podcast is twisted. What did I sign up for? I'm used to talking about silly little Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Happy birthday and happy Halloween.
Okay, I'll do mine real quick before we wrap.
I know, I didn't prepare a book report. I feel like I should have thought of something.
Listen, we just, you know, I will tell you this, Roz, something that you might want to do later tonight for your birthday, perhaps, is going on YouTube and looking up the scariest serial killers of all time. And that's what I did last night to prepare for this. And I will tell you that I am on my 17th shot of espresso today because I did not sleep. It's scary. Oh, no. Do you get scared easily?
Oh my God, yes. I'm terrified of all of this stuff. But I'm still, God, I don't know. I don't know what I think sometimes, like, what am I more scared of? Like murder, or like, am I more scared of humans or ghosts and demons? And I don't really know. What about you guys?
Lately, I used to be way more scared of demons.
Humans scare me the most by far.
Yeah, totally. Now I'm kind of scared of people. I'm kind of scared sometimes about, I don't want to be insensitive, but like people who are on really hard drugs, like, and who, because I've heard stories before of people, if they're inhibited by some sort of really hard drug, like the voices in their head, like telling them to do really violent things and stuff. Like I've actually heard some stories specifically of like people on crack, like being told to like break into people's houses and like do really bad things to people. So like I'm scared of people being influenced by substances to like break into my home and like do horrible things to my family. Just on a light note, just to
very
drop that
specific.
In. But it's just like, it's, I don't know, it's something, I guess I used to listen to murder podcasts all the time.
Yeah, I can't really do it anymore.
And then I started getting really paranoid because it was the brand, you know, I'm not scared of like my husband killing me, which is like how most people die when they get murdered, you know. I'm not worried about like a family member or anything murdering me, but
I just watched that Netflix one about the man, I can't remember what it's called, but like the man that I don't really want to give it away, but like he's suspected of murdering his wife and kids, that one that like just came out. I can't think of what it's called.
Yes, what is that called?
Dear God.
And like, no, a lot of people talk about like how the guy is like really buff and like they think he's hot.
Yes, everyone's talking about how hot he is. And I'm like, this is a very creepy movie or a documentary. Yeah. No. I used to binge all like the Netflix murder documentaries
and
all that too.
Did this come out during quarantine? Does he have like
just recently?
Was
yeah.
he a football player or something?
No,
not that one.
No, that was really good.
I didn't
that
watch
was on
the
HBO
whole thing.
Max.
I was
I
like,
think.
No, I'm not gonna.
That was really good. But no, I think honestly, right now in the current circumstance, I was like you. But now I can't. I wanna like more regularly listen to like the cute ghosty things or like the fun, the more the lighthearted. I mean, but it is the Halloween, so we have to force ourselves to be horrified. Mm. Obviously, I have convinced since our last episode where we talked about McCamey Manor, the scariest haunted house of all time. I convinced, but when I say convinced, I mean more like I told her she shouldn't, but I told her about it and now she's obsessed. One of my friends who signed up to try to do it.
Who?
I don't know if she wants me to say. I'll tell you after. It's not somebody that you know.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then I don't
care. But
well, I think it's good to, this is my philosophy and I'm sure people disagree, but I think it's great to be obviously like, well, I just think it's good to take little breaks from, you know, the horror and fighting the good fight out there. And, you know, just, I think it's okay to take breaks and remember like it's still Halloween, like where's my comfort? And I think a lot of people, we like the spooky stuff and we find some weird kind of comfort in that, you know, especially stuff that we know is not like directly like it's more entertainment, you know, like watching a horror movie or something. Like if you, it's just a matter of trying to differentiate, you know, but I understand that because I feel like, especially in early quarantine, like just like downer stuff, like I couldn't consume stuff that was, I was already kind of feeling depressed.
Yeah. I was like, my Halloween costume is going to be blanket because I'm just like lying here in a pile on the couch. I'm just low, you know?
Okay, I'm going to talk about my murder real quick before we end and then we'll wrap.
Yeah, Becca, let's hear it.
Okay, I did not prepare my book report, really. I mean, I listened to a podcast about it and read the Wikipedia, so I'm on my notes, you know, or like reading as I go. Don't want to mess things up. So this one's about Lydia Sherman was her name.
Well, I am judging.
Well, don't give me too harsh a grade. So this one's about Lydia Sherman, a.k.a. the Derby Poisoner. Love her because she poisoned multiple husbands and some of her children.
The Dirty Poisoner?
No, the Derby. Like the Kentucky Derby.
Wait,
I was going to say, that was a great name. The Derby Poisoner, that's pretty good too.
But okay. As I picture her in like large Kentucky Derby hats.
What's really shocking about her is over a 7 year span, she killed three husbands. So that in and of itself to me is quite a feat to be married three times within 7 years and killed several children, including her own.
Oh my
She was an orphan and her uncle raised her, started working as a tailor. She was involved in the Methodist Church. And when she was 17, she got married to her husband who already had two children. 17. Okay. He worked as a police officer and they had six children together. Now, this is interesting. I have conflicting notes. One thing says this and something I was reading said one thing and then people on a podcast said another. Apparently, as a policeman, he was accused of cowardice during some sort of, which I guess is something people would accuse you of. Like he acted cowardly during some sort of situation. And so because of that, he lost his job in New York because he was a cowardly police officer. So he fell into a deep depression and just like didn't want to get out of bed. Was bedbound by depression. And of course, there was not very many outlets for mental health at that time. Well, Lydia decided that she was going to give him a little helping hand. So she went down to, you know, the little general store, what have you, and got some lovely rat poison with some cyanide and spoon fed him a meal with rat poison in it and just helped her little depressed husband along.
She spoon fed him?
Goodbye. Yeah, she fed it to him. Yeah, she fed it to him and killed him. Within a number of weeks, She also killed her three youngest children, poisoned them. And she said in some, this is what I heard on the podcast as well. I'm not sure where they're citing this information, but she said, like, they couldn't serve me or themselves. So she's like, my helpless, depressed husband, not working anymore, off with his head. My three youngest children, little Johnny, little Betty, little Ruth, whatever, throw in my daughter's name. No help to me or themselves. So goodbye. We're tough. Times are tough. My husband doesn't have his job. I don't have a husband anymore. So poisoned them. Now, at the time, typhoid fever was really going around. So, you know, the symptoms of cyanide poisoning were very similar to the typhoid, I guess. So it's ravaging the town. It's like, oh, terrible. You know, the children, they passed.
They got the fever.
So did my husband. They're out. You know, children and people would die all the fucking time in the 1800s. What are you expecting? Is anyone going to be surprised?
It's not like there was, they didn't have like autopsies the way that they do, you know, now, I don't think.
There's no DNA. You're just commonplace people.
What are they going to investigate it? There's no DNA. You just took people's word for it.
Yeah, plus it's just some lady with a bunch of kids. Like, what are you going to believe that she killed her husband and her three children? Poisoned them?
No, of course not.
No, you're not going to expect that. Well, then she became a nurse.
Mm-hmm. I don't like where this is going.
This is taking a real bad turn and it was already not doing so well.
And then as she was a nurse, her remaining three children all fell ill and quickly died. Now, apparently, also to the podcast I listened to, one of her 14-year-old daughters was working. No, 14-year-old son was working in like with paint and stuff and got lead poisoning and was sick in bed. And then, you know, didn't have an income. So goodbye to them. Poisoned that one as well. And yeah, so she was just poisoning a whole bunch of people. Oh, right. So then as she was a nurse, she then met, of course, a wealthy farmer and fisherman, Dennis. Finally. His name was Dennis in 1867. And he was much older than her, but they got married. She was careful.
Yeah. Strategic.
A smart killer bitch. She did not want to raise suspicion of being a young wife, you know, with an older man looking for a sugar daddy. Because he possessed very few attractions besides his property. So I think we all know what that means.
That's shady.
That is so shady. I mean, come on. How fucking 1800 shady can you get? Mm-hmm. What a diss.
publicly, she was very affectionate towards him. And then shortly after they got married, of course, she altered the will, leaving everything to herself.
But of course.
And after their marriage, he fell ill. Tragic, right? Can you believe? And all the doctors came to help the ailing man, but he died and few at the time suspected foul play. Never mind that the angel of death just keeps passing through and typhoid is ravaging everyone who she crosses.
Don't people end up getting suspicious when anytime this woman is around anyone, they die?
You would think.
Right.
Well, then she applied to be the housekeeper for
there's more.
Someone named Horatio. He was a recent widower. And so she took care of his two children.
Oh, no.
So she got the job of taking care of the children and she got the man because they got married. And within a few months after the marriage, interestingly enough, his infant son took ill and died. And then a few months later, his son died. Then after that, his teenage daughter also fell ill and died. And soon after, he himself was dead.
What's the grand total?
How is there no accountability?
Well, yeah, the liquor that he enjoyed drinking and they found arsenic in his liquor. Now, in her later confession, Lydia said that she did not mean to kill him, only his children. And he may have accidentally ingested the arsenic thinking it was a baking soda like compound that mixed with cider would make it foam. So he, you know, she had in the spice cabinet the stuff that would make the liquor foam next to the arsenic. So he accidentally, classic mix up. He accidentally put the arsenic.
Of course. Well, that's the thing. She's a sweetheart. She killed 17 other people, but she didn't mean to kill him. That was not the intention.
Well, speaking of autopsies, a local physician from Yale College learned of his abrupt and untimely death. And he ordered an autopsy, found that there was arsenic in his system. So now they're on to her. They are on to her. Then they exhumed the bodies of the children, found out that they had also been poisoned. Okay, so she gets arrested after she's murdered now her third husband and like her 15th child or whatever. She was tried. They found her guilty. She made a full confession admitting she poisoned her husbands, three husbands and four children. She got sentenced to life in prison. She escaped from prison 4 years later with the help of friends. And then she got caught by a hotel owner's wife when she tried to use two different names in like when she was staying at the hotel. So she returned to prison and then she got sick and died in prison.
I mean, damn.
I mean,
now, again, a movie that should be made.
I mean, that is a list, honey.
So apparently,
that is a list.
According to documents, she only admitted to killing four children. So it could have actually been possible that the prior children that suddenly got sick and died might have actually got the typhoid. You feel me? And like, so she may not have actually killed all of them because it was the 1800s.
So maybe she only killed 12, not 15.
Sure. Or like a cool seven.
What a nice broad.
So oh, sweetheart. Yes.
A real doll. A motherly type.
I can't wait to tuck my husband into bed tonight on this Hallow's Eve and tell him this story and be like, would you like a nightcap, honey? As I'm tucking him in.
Maybe some brandy.
With some baking soda.
Maybe we'll put something in your brandy to make it foam.
I was going to show you my baby just arrived.
A little dog just popped up on the screen. Audio
he just ran out of his bedroom. This is Rocky.
Oh, my God. Cute. When did you get Rocky?
10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Adorable.
What a precious baby.
Looks like a little bear. A little teddy bear.
Oh, Rocky. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, buddy.
Well, with that, those are the murders.
Those are the murders. And
those were great. I never heard either of those.
I hadn't heard. Yeah. Pretty good. Goodness. Pretty well, good. Listen, broads, we hope that you have a creepy, spooky night in. I hope you are visited by either horrifying thoughts or by a wonderful ghost. We want a nice ghost or scary thoughts. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We don't want a scary ghost. But a nice ghost, you know.
Yeah, I still think about the ghost that who was it that came on your podcast who had sex with the ghost? I listened to that episode.
Oh, Billy Lee.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll think about that one every now and then. So broads, you can also, if you want more spooky stories, and just all that paranormal stuff, you can listen to Roz's podcast.
Yeah, listen to Ghosted, yes. Explanation Point by Roz Dresfeles. Everywhere you get podcasts. And both Ghosted. Of you have officially now been on, so I'm very happy about that.
And you have your Patreon now.
I do have a Patreon with videos. I've been going to spooky places and so doing my eBay videos. And we've had great guests the past few months. And every Thursday, famous people, everyday people, expert people, everyone has got a story and we are here to talk about it.
Fantastic. Yes. And with that, have a very happy birthday, Roz.
Yes, Roz. Happy birthday. All the info about Roz will be in the episode notes below, per usual, broads. So happy birthday to Roz. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And chat soon.
Chat soon.
Ooh. Chat soon.